it would, for a week or two, it would stay.
Still, and so, yeah.
Or if it got bigger than it was supposed to be, it would stay.
Swirling.
For a week or two.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember, I asked you, would they ever take any parts of trees and give you for infections or sores or anything like that?
You know.
Old remedies like that?
No, yeah. Let me see. You boil some kind of leaf or some, make a poultice out of it or something. But I never did pay no attention to that kind of stuff.
Your mother, parents never gave you anything like that?
No, no. I'd be with boils. Used to have some kind of, yeah, you'd get sassafras roots and boil it. It was good for cold, you know, boil the roots and you drink that juice. They treat that for cold. Yeah.
What about ground edge? You ever?
No, I never. I've had the poison oak, but I never had the edge. But I've had the poison oak.
Well, what sort of trees do you have around here? Common trees in the community?
Oak and pine, mostly. That's mostly. Now, we have pecan. That's some pecan trees up there. But that's what it did mostly, and it's some beech, and some cedar, and poplar, and that's about poplar, oak, and beech, and pine. It's mostly pine.
Do you have any other kind of shade trees, like, or trees that make good posts?
No, not here. I know what you're talking about, locusts, but in the locust post, don't they?
What about any trees with long white limbs and a white scaly bark? Kind of tree?
Cotton. Are you talking about cottonwood?
Cottonwood, or
yeah.
The kind that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible to see Jesus? A sycamore.
Sycamore. That is a sycamore tree. Yeah.
We
don't have nothing like that here. No.
Okay.
No.
Do you remember when you were coming up? Would people? Would they have a lot of fruit trees around?
Yeah, it's some places now. Some fruit trees, but not too much. I let me tell you this, since you mentioned that, we drove transport, and I was driving transport and living about 3 miles from home, going another different route, and this old Delee that I mentioned, his daddy was a nurse. And I came by his house one Friday, and he was coming home, and he said I had to walk home. He said, I'll give you this tree if you'll carry it home and set it out. I said, well, I don't know what it is talking. He said, it's half pear and half apple. You know, he drafted them. I mean, just a little tree. I said, sure, I'll take it home. So the apple part died. My brother and I was up there the other day, and the pear tree is so loaded until the limbs are breaking down now. It's running. And they should have at least pulled half of those pears off when they're small. And that tree is, I don't know how old. More than 40 years old, I reckon.
Still yielding.
Yeah, but the limb, you've seen the pear trees, there's so many pears on them, and just breaking that gnarled piece. We noticed that the other day when I was there.
A place where there would be a lot of fruit trees was?
Nursery, yeah. Well, and then orchards.
You know.
Yes, right, orchards. Now, down here on the State Farm is a spearmint station about 4 miles out of Clinton. And they're experimenting with peaches and everything else, and they really did raise the peaches this year. We got some of them. My nephew, Aline's brother's boy, worked down there. It's an experiment station, and they have all kinds of pear trees, but mostly seem like peaches. And they make good down there.
The inside of a peach is a
big seed, you know.
Did you have the kind of peach that you had to cut the meat away from the seed?
There are that kind. There's some kind that you can just open and it'll come away from the seed, you know. And then some you have to cut away from the seed. Yeah. That's right.
Any names for the two different?
Yeah, but I can't think of it. But it is a name. That's right.